for St. Cecilia, 11-13 on the year. Your starters are Jamison Esch, Joel Grapple, Cesar Tino, Alex Sheehy, and Chris Hartford. The on-court introductions are going to happen here pretty quick. And we'll get this one under the way. It's a loud crowd here this evening. And this is one of four games being brought to you by Platte River Radio. The other ones are the district final from Grand Island Northwest, Adams Central, and Milford. That'll be tipping off at 7. Boys District from St. Paul, Gibbon and O'Neill at 7:30 on Classic Hits 98.9. And Kearney and Papillion tip off at 7 o'clock on KXPN 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the tip-off of tonight's ball game right after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame report.
Hastings Community Theater presents Forever Platte. You don't want to miss this guaranteed smash with a program of beloved songs and delightful patter. This review centers on four young male singers killed in a car crash in the 1950s and now miraculously revived to fulfill their dream show. Opening night is March 1st, with several nights to choose from. For ticket information, call 402-463-1500 or log on to hastingscommunitytheater.com.
The Breeze,
Family Medical Center of Hastings reminds you that February is American Heart Month. Do you know the warning signs of a heart attack? The American Heart Association says the body will likely send one or more of these warning signals of a heart attack. Uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest lasting for more than a few minutes. Pain spreading to the shoulders, neck, or arms, or chest discomfort with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath. Know the warning signs of a heart attack. Brought to you by Family Medical Center of Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
St. Cecilia, you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame report. Hastings St. Cecilia got off to a rough start. They came out of football pretty banged up and had more losses than wins early going. Began to right the ship in the last several games and came out with three wins out of the last four games for Hastings St. Cecilia. Southern Valley got off to a hot start and stayed that way. If you're 20-3, you know that's the way it's going to be. It's a very loud crowd here tonight. They're jacked up like crazy from both Southern Valley and across the way. We're with the on the Southern Valley side of the court here. Jumping against one another will be Chris Hartford for the Blue Hawks, and Spencer Kuchera for the Eagles of Southern Valley. And the tip is controlled by Southern Valley. Taken by Dakota Best out on the wing. He leaves it off for Hunter Quinn. Quinn holding high outside the timeline, goes high post. Trying to work his way, Kuchera. Shot is up and off the glass, no good. Cleared away by St. Cecilia. Possession for the Blue Hawks. He has it near the top of the key, goes left side to Tino. Back out to Sheehy. Now to the right to Esch. Right tries to go deep inside the grapple. And now back out to Esch between the circles. Go in the right corner. Kick it back out. Top of the key, Sheehy again. Now over to Tino. They lose it out of bounds. And it'll be Southern Valley touching it last. St. Cecilia will keep possession. Inside half court as they take the inbound pass. Now the big guy of Hartford tries a hook shot. Some of the fans wanted a foul. It's blocked. Southern Valley will take it down court the other way. They work it out top of the key. Brooks. Now to Quinn. Back over to Best. He works it out top of the circle to the free throw line. Now kicks it out to Kopp. Kopp shoots from downtown. It's an air ball. No good. And St. Cecilia will get the ball back. Key the ball in to Esch. Playing catch, going down court with Grauffel. Now they pass it down to Sheehy on the wing. Shot, no good. Tino clears it away. Work it again to Hartford, goes into the paint. Has to kick it back out to Sheehy. Sheehy leaves it off for Hartford. Takes a shot at the free throw line. Goes out to Sheehy on the right-hand side. Now Tino top of the key to Sheehy, right wing. Back to Tino between the circles. Feeds it into the free throw line. Esch kicks it back out. Shot is up and good. First points of the game. Alex Sheehy gets a two and the Blue Hawks a three. Blue Hawks take the lead. Three zip. Southern Valley on the side now. The best pick for Hunter. No good. Cleared away by Brooks. Kuchera at the low post has to go back out to Kopp into the corner on the right side. Brooks, now they kick it out on the wing and dribbling toward the corner is Best. He'll stop there and gives it out to Brooks. Brooks between the circles to Kopp. Kopp top of the key, can't get the three. They feed down low to Kuchera. He's got nothing. Feeds it to Quinn and they're going to call a foul. First foul on St. Cecilia. And the foul is called on Esch. First shot is good. Second shot, no good. Quinn puts 1 point on for Eagles. They get the rebound on the second shot, however, and will retain possession. 5:10 to go, first period of play. Out top of the key, Brooks. Brooks over on the wing. It goes to Quinn. Quinn in the paint, fights, kicks it out to Esch. Left corner, got it. And it's three up. Outlet pass to Tino. Down quickly, right side. Sheehy holds up, has the ball stolen away. First turnover on St. Cecilia. Between the circles, it goes over to Brooks. Brooks to Esch, down under, tries the back door, doesn't get it. Cleared away by St. Cecilia. Esch with it, half court, feeds to Tino. Tino kicks it out, tries to get it over to Grappel, and it goes out of bounds. The Blue Hawks will keep the ball, I think. Blue Hawks will keep the ball. In front of the Southern Valley bench. He goes out to Sheehy, top of the key. pops from the corners. It goes back to Esch. In and out, no good. Cleared away by Southern Valley. They take it all the way down. That's Kopp with it all the way down. Goes top of the key. Esch between the circles now. Leaves it off for Best. Dakota Best pops from three. He's got it. And it's a 6-3 lead now for Southern Valley. James Esch takes the inbound pass. Gets it over to Brooks Asher. Just entered the ballgame for the Hawks. Esch at the top of the key now. Bounce passes it to Sheehy. Sheehy tries to go in the corner to Asher. Asher back out. Pass is batted away. Stolen away by Best. Tries the layup, and he's going to get fouled. A turnover, an attempted layup, and a foul. And that'll be a shooting foul. Dakota Best will go to the line. And the shot is up and good. 4 points for Best, 7-3. Southern Valley on top of St. Cecilia. Second shot coming is good. 5 points for Dakota Best, full court pressure Southern Valley. They get the key in pass. Sheehy's got it, cross half court, still being pressured, leaves it off for Tino. Tino to Esch, into the corner, shot is up by Brooks Asher, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. St. Cecilia retains possession. Jeremiah Perkins checks in for the Eagles. Coming out is Hunter Quinn. Ball goes in between the circles. They go over to Tino. Back out front to Asher on the wing now. Over to Sheehy. Then Esch. Now in the corner, Tino penetrates baseline. Layup attempt. No good. Nice follow attempt, but no good by Terry Scope. And Southern Valley picks it up, takes it down the other end. Kopp has it top of the key. Esch, baseline, feeds Perkins. A foul is called. St. Cecilia down 8-3. And going to line, Jeremiah Perkins for a couple. First shot is good. 9-3. St. Cecilia down by at least three possessions. Second shot coming by Perkins. And it's good. 10-3. 7-point Southern Valley lead. Full court pressure. Tino and Graffel trying to break the pressure. They get it over to Asher now. Half court to Tino. Over on the far side to Sheehy. At the wing, he holds high, waits for some help. Top of the key, Asher comes to his rescue. Back over to Sheehy on the wing on the right-hand side. Tino. Graffel. Between the circles. Sheehy pumps from threes over. And an air ball. Ball goes out of bounds, Southern Valley. Substitutes coming in now. Hartford is back in for St. Cecilia. Down by 7, 2:21 to go, first quarter. Full court pressure put on by the Blue Hawks now as it's broken by the Eagles. And they go on the right side, Kopp. Now backs his way around the circle, leaves it out for Esch. Esch shoots from the circle, and it's no good. Follow shot by Perkins, no good. And another foul is called. I said Esch before, I meant Spencer Kuchera. Kuchera is a 6'9 senior. Wears number zero. First shot is good. Here comes number two, and it's off the lip, no good. Rebound is cleared away by Grapple. Faces full court pressure, now leaves it off for Sheehy, who came back to help. They go up to Grapple between the circles. Sheehy on the right wing. Go into the corner right side. Asher looking for help. Sheehy comes over between the circles again. They can't find any move for penetration. Now a timeout is going to be called by Coach Kevin Asher. We'll be back in 1 minute. Your score, St. Cecilia trailing Southern Valley 11-3. 30 seconds to go, with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Back in a half minute.
Caring about our customers first, that's the Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust Midas for brakes, tires, mufflers, cooling systems, engine tune-ups. You name it, Midas can handle it. Join the Midas Total Car Care text club and receive special Midas discounts and safety tips. Just text Midas GI to the number 90210. That's Midas GI to 90210. And please, don't text and drive.
Trust the Midas touch.
The Breeze, 94.5.
39 to go in the first half of play, first period of play, I should say. It's an 11-3 bulge for Southern Valley. Sheehy takes the key and pass, then stumbles, doesn't travel with it, though. Retains possession on the wing to the left side as Sheehy goes cross-court to Tino. Tino tries to penetrate the paint. Battered away Southern Valley, another turnover on St. Cecilia. Southern Valley takes a shot, Seth Miller, no good. We got another foul, it's a two-shot foul. As Seth Miller draws that. Excuse me, I misinterpreted the signal. Alex Sheik, number 22, picked up the foul. Key in by Southern Valley. Shot up and off the lip by Quinn off the back of the backboard, actually. Sheehy clears it away for St. Cecilia. Between the circles, he goes bounce pass left side. Grapple works it around top of the key. Now Tino, right side, penetrates, blocked again by Kachera. Outlet pass down court. Southern Valley Kopp can't retain, has to hold up. Now they try to set it up around the circle. Quinn holding high, gets it to Kachera, high post. And his shot is blocked by Hartford. Nice block by Chris Hart. And so it's like in your face, big guy. 11-3 with 45 seconds to go, first period. Here comes Cannon Howell into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Tino comes out. That's Cesar Tino. As putting the ball in play is Dakota Best. He goes deep out front. No shot there. They're outside the three-point circle. I'm working over to Quinn now. Quinn to Best. Best inside the timeline on the left wing. Now they feed to Best down in the paint. To Kachera, tries to lay it off the glass. Won't go. And St. Cecilia comes down with it, trailing by seven. 22 seconds to go. They got a chance for a shot. They better be looking at the perimeter because they can't seem to penetrate against Southern Valley. Out near half court. Asher trying to work it in, not going to happen. Drop. Asher, 3-point, in and out, no good. Cleared away by Kachera, 2 seconds. Long pass, and that closes out the first period of play. And your score is Southern Valley 11, St. Cecilia 3. We're back in a minute on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Do you find yourself just wanting to get away from it all and relax for a while? Well, here's your chance to enjoy a relaxing massage from licensed massage therapist Sarah Johnson at Stillwaters Massage and Wellness. Sarah is taking appointments in Hastings. Book now through February and receive $10 off a one-hour massage. Try a myofascial release massage or maybe a Swedish massage. Call Sarah now at 402-984-7257. Come on, you know you want to call and receive a massage. Call 984-7257. 57. Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It's off the second period with a key into Ash. Now goes to Tino, baseline, cut off, blocked. And they're saying that Tino was fouled. And that'll turn the ball over to, or actually restart for St. Cecilia from the baseline. Back to key it in is Ash. Ash back out front. It goes to Grapple. Grapple has nowhere to go. Great defense by Southern Valley. Tino tries to penetrate. Does that time. His scoop is no good, though. And Kachera clears it away. Hunter Quinn has the ball. Goes over to Kopp. He leaves it off on the wing to Best. Best near the top of the key now. Back over to Quinn. Quinn being defended by Howell. Works right side, goes paint, scoop shot, good. And Quinn has 2 points and 13-3 is the 10-point lead for Southern Valley over the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. They don't seem to have a solution for this Southern Valley defense. I knew they were salty coming in. Listening to one of their ball games the other night, they had held an opponent to 8 points in the first half. It was amazing. Sheehy comes back into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Howell comes out. Southern Valley team is tall and disciplined on defense. As St. Cecilia keys it in out front to Tino. Tino to Sheehy. Now he goes to Esch. To Hartford, high post, works the paint against Kachera. Kachera wins that one with a block, but Hartford gets the foul. And Hartford will go to the line for a couple. St. Cecilia could have nothing better to happen to them than Kachera get in foul trouble. He's been a fortress in there in the paint. Hartford goes to the line for the first time, and his shot is no good. So it remains 13-3. 13-3, Hartford will try for his second shot. 6:50 to go until halftime and the Allens of Hastings halftime report. Second shot is good, so it's 13-4. St. Cecilia cuts the Southern Valley lead to 9. They put on some full court pressure and the Eagles break it. They go top of the key to Brooks. Brooks back over to Best. Best to Kachera between the circles. Big man way out front now. He'll go down to the high post. Now they work it left side to Quinn. High post, Kachera back out to Quinn. Tries three. He's got it. 16-4. Pressure by Southern Valley. Hawks try to break it. Ash near half court is fouled. Aggressive defense by Dakota Best netted him a foul. And St. Cecilia will get the chance to set it up near half court. Back into the ball game is Seth Miller for Southern Valley. And taking a seat is Dakota Best with a second foul. Here comes Tino between the circles. Now they feed Sheehy. Trying to go high post. Loses control. Taken away by Southern Valley. All the way down himself as Kopp holds it up. Kachera way out front. Now they go into the left corner to Quinn. Kick it back out front to Brooks. Over to Kopp. Now Quinn holding, penetrates, scoop shot, good. 7 points for Hunter Quinn. 5:37 to go in the half. And another timeout is going to be taken by Kevin Asher. It's going to be a full timeout. And so we'll be back in 1 minute. Your score, Southern Valley 18, St. Cecilia 4 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Time back in as St. Cecilia takes it down court. They got Hartford top of the key, and then they leave it off for Tino. Pops from the free throw line, and he'll get fouled as he does so. Go to the line for a couple. Cesar Tino at the line for two. 18-4. Southern Valley dominating in this ball game. 18-4. First shot is good. 18-5 now. 5:22 to go in the half. St. Cecilia has five on the board. Eagles defense is absolutely awesome. Shot by Tino is good, and that's 2 points. And if you're not going to get anything from the field, you better make him count from the line. And he did that time. 18-6, 12-point bulge for the Eagles. They'll key the ball in. 6'9", Kuchera puts the ball in play. Full court pressure. They break it. Outlet pass. Miller, layup. Good. 20-6. Again, pressure by the Eagles. Down to Tino. Right corner. Pops. In and out. No good. Cleared away by Kopp. Kopp has it. Now he leaves it off for Quinn between the circles. Tia gets a pick from Kuchera, who goes under the basket, takes the pass, and it's good. Spencer Kuchera has 5 points of the 22. 4:40 to go, first half. St. Cecilia, Tino puts a prayer up and it's not answered. Southern Valley will clear it away. Tino was 0 for 3 from the field. Southern Valley drives the basket. That is Quinn. He puts it up. It's jammed between the glass and the rim. And Esch comes in and knocks dead in the water or dead on the rim. So that'll be a nothing shot. Southern Valley will get the key in play. They go way out front to Kopp. Now to Quinn on the left wing, over to Kopp, right side. He'll pop from three, and he's got it! 25-6. A 19-point lead for Southern Valley. Batted away, Southern Valley almost takes it away again. And let's see who's going to end up with it. Trying valiantly was Esch to get the ball back. But it looks like to no avail. He touched it last, so turnovers on either side there. But Southern Valley comes up with it with 3:57 to go and a 19-point lead in the first half. Wow. Top of the key is where they accept the key in pass. Dylan Brooks has it. Leaves it off now for Kopp. Back out to Miller between the circles. Being defended by Asher. Coaches kids together. Now we got a two-on-two literally with Kopp being defended by Alex Tino. Working around. Miller tries to go baseline. Kicks it back out. Kuchera, high post. Shot good. Two more for Kuchera. 27-6. St. Cecilia tries to break the pressure. Du into the left corner. Shot is up and good. That's Joel Grappel with his first two from the field. 27-9, 3-10, second period of play. Kuchera, top of the key, goes over to Quinn. Quinn right side. Works it now left side. Miller on the wing to Brooks, top of the key. Now they go to the right corner. It's Quinn holding high. Now he has to come outside. Works it back in near the baseline. Cut off. Kuchera pumps from the line. And they're going to give him three or two. They give him two. Kuchera makes it 29-9. Thought I was kidding when I said these guys held their opponent last week to 8 in the first half. Now coming down, a three-point is taken by Cesar Chino, and he got it. So it's 29-12. And a half-minute timeout is going to be taken here by John Miller. Back in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, 29-12. Southern Valley in the lead.
It feels good to have a little spending money in your pocket, doesn't it? Just make sure you make the best of it. Right now, Sells You More is offering one free Motorola M phone when you buy one for just $149.99 and up to $400 in savings. That's a deal even your dad would approve of. Some restrictions apply. See store for complete details. Now hiring for store manager. Apply online at sellsyoumore.com. Sells You More. Local, friendly, affordable. Come see us at Sells You More.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Show here tonight. Out front 29-12 with 2:24 to go in the first half. It's been all Southern Valley, not even close. Brooks puts the ball in play. They go to Kuchera and he leaves it off for Alex Kopp. Kopp takes it down over to Brooks, back to Kopp between the circles, picked up by Tino there defensively. Wing Miller being hassled by Asher, doesn't draw the foul though. Back over to Brooks, top of the key, shot no good. Kuchera's there though. Follow shot is good. Two more for the big guy, and it's 31-12. Here comes Tino, scoop shot good. Cesar Tino, 2 points, and it's 31-14. One of the few bright spots offensively has been Tino's acrobatics in the paint. St. Cecilia down 31-14. On offense, Jeremiah Perkins drives, lays it up, no good. Cesar Tino with the rebound, takes it himself into the paint, scoop shot again. That time no good, but he's fouled. So Tino from the free throw line and gymnastic scoop shots has added some offensive spark for St. Cecilia, but not a heck of a lot. Only 14 points in the first half. 31-14. Shot from the free throw line is good. He's 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Cesar Tino will get one more. Kuchera comes out for a well-deserved breather. Big guy 6'9". 18 points a game plus. Tino second shot good. St. Cecilia at 31-16, down by 15 points. Here comes Quinn to the baseline. He goes up for the shot and is fouled. The foul is committed by Thomas Scott. And at the line is Quinn. Minute 17 to go first half. Saw Paul Baronic from Ravenna doing some scouting here tonight. First shot is no good by Hunter Quinn. He's 1 out of 3 from the line. Quinn's second shot this time around is in and out, no good. Hartford leaves it off for Asher. Asher facing full court pressure. Miller falls back to, and Kopp picks him up and knocks it out of bounds. Alex Tino comes in to put the ball in play to Asher. And I think the air conditioning came on in the gym. That's a welcome relief for all of us. Cross half court again, hands in the air, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Hunter Quinn. St. Cecilia has gotten nothing from passes to shots easily from Southern Valley tonight. Eagles have been very salty on defense and determined with every possession. Post, Thomas Scott. Shot is no good. Cleared away by Southern Valley. Kopp comes down court, across half court, picked up by Tino. Now he goes over to Perkins on his left side. Perkins comes back out. Quinn has it. Quinn has to find help by Kopp. They're going into a stall here with 25 seconds to go. They'd like to keep it and take a 15-plus point lead into halftime. Perkins comes out. Now he works it. Trying to find someone. Tino ties him up, and a jump ball is called. And it'll be St. Cecilia's ball on alternating possessions. Needless to say, Southern Valley's crowd doesn't like that one. So St. Cecilia has a chance at the last shot here. Trailing 31-16. Ball goes into play. Asher's got it. To Tino, back to Asher. Three from the top of the key, no good. Cleared away, Southern Valley, Kopp. Three, two, one. That's halftime. On the shot by Alex Kopp, it's 31-16. Southern Valley has put on a defensive clinic here tonight in the C25 districts. We're going to halftime, and the Allens of Hastings halftime report. We'll be back in 2 minutes to take a look at some of the first half statistics and run down some other items of interest regarding the girls' basketball tournament, the state tournament getting underway on Thursday here on your Platte River Radio group of stations. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
1 in 3 girls are a victim of physical, emotional, or verbal abuse from their partner. Many teens report being checked up on by their dating partner asking who they are texting or hanging out with. This is an early warning sign of control in a relationship that most teens think is harmless until someone points out it's not. 25% of students know someone who is in a violent relationship, and 81% of parents don't know if dating violence is an issue for their student. For more information on teen dating violence, log on to sassacrisiscenter.org.
Now is the time to sign up for Y2Y Youth Volleyball for girls in 5th through 8th grade. This league travels to YMCA's in Central Nebraska to play competitive youth volleyball. In this program, the teams are formed on their own and coaches must be provided. The registration deadline is March 24th and the games begin Saturday, April 6th. For more information on the Y2Y Youth Volleyball League, please contact one of your local Tri-Cities YMCAs in Hastings, Kearney, or Grand Island.
Every year at this time, the new selections of flooring start arriving. At B&B, most of them are here already. Come to B&B and see what we have to offer. You can't believe how soft the new Silk Smart Strand feels. We are running special pricing on all the new styles. In stock or special order, you won't want to miss the savings. B&B Floorscapes, downtown Donovan.
Centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Whether you get more, Superstore Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, I talked to one of... briefly to one of the Southern Valley fans. We're on the Southern Valley side of things. And I said, you guys play a little defense. He said, yes, sir, we do. I was not I was not speaking hyperbole the other night when I said the other night I heard Southern Valley's game. I think it might have been last. Let's see, we had snow out, so I'm trying to remember what game it would have been. Might have been Friday night. Would that be right? They had held their opponent to 8 points in the first half. They have held St. Cecilia to 16 here in the first half of this one. They're up by 15 points. They were setting it up for the last second shot. And Alex Tino came in and tied up Miller for Southern Valley, got the jump ball, and on alternating possessions, it was St. Cecilia able to take off that threat in the late going, but we're not able to capitalize on it. And so these 31-16 score remain for a period of time. Now, Spencer Kuchera is a large, and I mean physically large, and intimidating reason why Southern Valley does so well on defense. Kuchera has 11 points. He has about five block shots and accounted for about three turnovers on St. Cecilia. Alex Kopp has 3 points. This is all Southern Valley scoring we're talking about now. 3 points from the field, all on a single trip shot. 2 points from the line for Jeremiah Perkins. 5 points from Dakota Best, two from the line, three from the field. 8 points from Hunter Quinn. And 2 points, I'm missing somebody here. Seth Miller had 2 points. And I think that that gets everybody in the scorebook. 31 points for Southern Valley here in the first half. We'll take 2 minutes to be back to look at scoring. There wasn't a lot of it for St. Cecilia. Right after this, you're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
How do you keep an older car running like new? Just ask a Ford customer.
How are you?
Jackie, tell me why somebody should bring their car here to the Ford dealership for service instead of those other places.
They have wonderful service. I come and make sure I get my oil changed, and when they tell you your tires need to be rotated, you got to get that done as well.
Let the experts replace your brake pads or shoes, machine your rotors or drums, and more with Motorcraft Complete Brake Service. Come in for a $50 mail-in rebate. Rebate by check, limit one redemption per axle. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/13.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yep, each is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too, and I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
The Breeze, 94.5.
For the C25 Championship, St. Cecilia and Southern Valley. St. Cecilia is not faring well right now. Southern Valley has put up a tremendous defense, holding the Blue Hawks to 16 points. Here's how that came around. Two for Joel Groppel, only two from the field for Groppel. 9 for Cesar Tino. Tino had 4 from the field and 4 from the free throw line and 5 from the field. He had a tray and a two-pointer. And Chris Hartford has his hands full, and I mean full. with his counterpart, Spencer Cachera, for Southern Valley. Hartford got one from the free throw line and got a couple of nice blocks against Cachera, but I'll tell you what, it's a battle down there. And those two big guys are going to be sore later tonight and tomorrow. I absolutely guarantee that. On the Allens of Hastings halftime report, take a look at some other scores around. Hastings High and Northwest are battling right around halftime at 26-23. Here's what else you're going to find on your Platte River Radio family of stations. It is tipping off, they're just past tip-off, Adams Central and Milford at 7. That's on 1230 AM KHAS. All of these you can stream live on. If you go to PlatteRiverPreps.com, we've got links to all of our games. KHAS 1230 AM has that one. At 7:30, Gibbon and O'Neill coming to you live from St. Paul with Doug Duda at 7:30, and that's on Classic Hits 98.9, and of course, like I said, streaming live from PlatteRiverPreps.com. And Kearney and Papillion La Vista should be underway as well, and that is at Papillion La Vista. Randy Bushcutter with the call on ESPN 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tomorrow, Giltner Amherst tip off at 7 on the Breeze 94.5. That's coming to you from this location, Gibbon. Also tomorrow night, Kennesaw and High Plains at 7 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9. That game will be played at Grand Island Central Catholic. Boys District from Grand Island Senior High. If Hastings stays alive tonight, they've got the winner of the Holdridge Aurora game at 7 o'clock tomorrow night on KHAS or streaming live. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Please keep in mind, not only are we streaming on your laptop and on your desktop, but you can also pick us up if you download our apps from the Google Store, the Google Play Store, or the iTunes Store. ESPN Superstation has an app. The Breeze 94.5 has an app. Classic Hits 98.9 has an app. And KHAS Hastings Link has an app. Just type that in on the search. You can download them in anywhere you get your cell phone, as well as other programming available as well. Back in play now, here we go. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime report. The Southern Valley Eagles have possession as they go top of the key to Dakota Best. They kick it out to Quinn. Quinn shoots from three, and he's cold on that one. Cleared away by St. Cecilia. Long down court pass, Joel Gropfel. Grapple on the wing, leaves it off for Tino. Tino between the circles to Esch. Esch tries to penetrate, stops high post. Cross court, Tino tries from three. Left side, in and out, no good. Hartford battles for the rebound, can't get it. Comes up to Brooks. Best on the right side, Brooks. Now out to Quinn at the point. Back over to Best. On the right wing to the baseline, cut off by Hartford. Back out, Best shoots from three, no good. Hartford rebound. St. Cecilia takes it down. Holding up near the free throw line, Esch leaves it off. Tino pops, no good from the high post. Back out, outlet pass to Kopp. Got nowhere to go with it. Shot is in and out, no good. Rebound fought for by Best. Hartford gets it though. And definitely more pronounced on the defensive boards, at least, is St. Cecilia here in the second half. Tino, baseline, tries to go backdoor, scoop, no good. Cleared away, Southern Valley. Down on the left side, here comes Best. Leaves it for Cachera. Cachera loses the ball. Hartford knocks it out. St. Cecilia, one on two, scoop, good. Esch has a two-point layup. And it's 31-18. Maybe we're not done yet. Good start for the Blue Hawks. Now Best goes to the free throw line, kicks it back out. Shot by Quinn is fake. Now he'll pump from the paint. No good. Cachera follow. And he's fouled. The foul is called on Alex Sheehy. That's his third. And Spencer Cachera
6-9 of them at the free throw line. 5:47 to go, third period. Blue Hawks down 33-18. Kuchera makes it 34-18. He's three. Oh, let's see. He is one, two, three, four. Four out of five from the line. St. Cecilia clears it away, and Jameson Esch has it between the circles to Sheehy. Over to Tino, right side. His shot from the corner is no good. Tries to save it. Southern Valley. We'll see who's got it. Referees talk about it. Who had it last? They say it's going to be St. Cecilia's ball. Southern Valley doesn't like it. 5:29 to go. Third period, 34-18. Possession St. Cecilia from the key in. It's going to be Esch. He's going to go try and go way out front. No, now he finds Graffel cutting in front. Graffel shot goes out of bounds. And he's fouled. So the foul is going to be called on Hunter Quinn. Two shots at the line is Graffel. Graffel. Good. St. Cecilia trying to pull within 14 points. They were down by 15 at the half. Some back and forth here in the third quarter, but St. Cecilia looking a little more like they got their sea legs. Is it too little and too late? Kuchera breaks the pressure on the key and pass. Goes down to Best on the right side of the circle. Leaves it off for Kopp. Kopp on the wing, back to Best, deeper in. Right side, tries to find someone at the baseline, no go. Now he goes into the corner. Kuchera under the basket, waiting for it, got it. 36-20, St. Cecilia down by 16. Again, pressure by Southern Valley, but not quite as adamant as the first half. They break it, Tino's got it, goes to Sheehy, right corner behind the back dribble. Hartford now in the paint, over Kuchera, off the glass, good. Chris Hartford gets his first two of the evening and it's 36-22, 14-point lead for Southern Valley. Here they come. Kopp. Over to Quinn. Quinn's shot is no good. Rebound fought for. Best has got it. And now they're going to call alternating possessions between Best and Graffel. And whose turn is it? I don't see the error. St. Cecilia is going to get it. Perkins comes back in, and Quinn goes out for Southern Valley. Everybody remains the same for St. Cecilia with Sheehy keying the ball in from the end line. To Tino, cross half court, leaves it back to Graffel, back to Tino. Coming around the corner and taking it is Esch. Now he goes in the corner. Sheehy's shot is no good, loose ball. St. Cecilia saved by Tino. Tino. Bounce pass goes off the foot of a Southern Valley player. And we've got a foul away from the ball. Maybe not. Well, the ball went off the defensive player's foot, so they stop and give St. Cecilia a chance to reset. Between the circles, the ball goes in play to Esch back out to Tino. Esch from three, shot, good, no! It looked like it was gonna go through, but it was just my angle. And it was outside the rim, not inside the rim. So the score remains 36-22 with 3:57 to go third. Esch will put the ball in play from the end line. He's got Sheehy to his left. He goes way deep out front to Tino. Outside the timeline, he's picked up by Kopp. Now to Hartford, almost lost the ball in the paint. Shot is blocked by Kuchera, but he was fouled. The foul is not actually on Kuchera, but Jeremiah Perkins. He was in there with Kuchera. And Hartford will go to the line for two. Chris Hartford is 1-for-2 from the free throw line, 1 from the field tonight. Shot is up and good. And it is 36-23, and St. Cecilia within 13. That may not sound like much, but it's kind of a moral victory at this point. Now the scoreboard goes stupid. Okay, now it's back up again. I went into a panic mode there a moment. I have nothing to say without the scoreboard. 3:49 to go in the third. Hartford at the line, tries for his second, and it's a little short. Rebound, however, retained by Hartford. His fallaway jumper is no good. And fought for under the basket. Alternating possession this time comes out in favor of Southern Valley. 36-23, the Eagles get it from their end line. Hartford comes over for a little coaching on the sideline now. Stays back in the ball game, waiting for the key in pass. Here comes from Brooks. Brooks, it goes to Best, Dakota Best. Down to Perkins. Perkins, Kuchera in the paint. A whistle blows. And we got a foul on Tino. Tino fouled Dakota Best. And Tino has his first foul. Cesar Tino. From the end line, here's Best trying to find someone out front. He goes out to Brooks between the circles. Kuchera at the high post. Now they go in the corner. Ball is batted away and taken by Esch. Turnover on Southern Valley. Esch will take it himself. Holds up outside the three-point line. Cross-court pass attempted. Intercepted by Perkins. Southern Valley ball. Southern Valley with Best in possession. Bounces near the top of the key. Almost loses it. Kuchera saves. Kuchera feeds down underneath. Under the basket. And it's good to Perkins. Perkins with 2 from the field makes it 38-23. Grapple into the corner to Asher. Back to Grapple. And we've got a turnover on St. Cecilia. Not a foul, a walk. And Brooks will put the ball in play to Best. Nope, Best is going to come out. Hunter Quinn is hanging out there. Let's see who comes in for Southern Valley. Kopp is in there. Let's see, who am I missing? Perkins has it near the top of the key. I guess that was a Best for Quinn exchange there. Substitution. Kuchera inside the three. Fall away jumper is good. And Kuchera now has 15 points on the night. 40-23, St. Cecilia. Hartford, the big guy, goes outside and sinks from the corner, and it's 40-25. Hartford has 4 from the field here in the second half. A foul under the basket. Hunter Quinn will go to the line. The foul is called again on Cesar Tino, who quickly picks up his second foul now in the second half. 2:10 to go third. 40-25, 41-25, as that first free throw is good. And Quinn, who had 8 points in the first half, has one more now in the second, so he's got a total of 9. One foul on Quinn. 41-25. And Quinn doesn't make the second one. Cleared away by St. Cecilia. Esch brings it across half court. He'll be picked up by Quinn defensively. Esch now to Tino outside the three-point marker. Kicks it back out to Sheehy. Cross-court pass. Asher down under. Grapple can't do it. Cleared away by Kuchera. And Kuchera leaves it off for Kopp, and Kopp will bring it down. Now they feed back under Kuchera. Turn around from the baseline, puts it up, good. Wow, he's a machine here in the second half. 3-for-3 from the field and 1-for-1 from the free throw line. 7 quickies in the second half for Kuchera. Tino, right side from 3, no good. And they call a foul, and So they'll take this opportunity to sub in a few guys. And Perkins is in for Southern Valley, so is Brooks and Miller. St. Cecilia has Hartford, Groffel, Cesartino, Asher, and Esch in the ball game. Down court and feeding near the baseline. Ball intercepted by Hartford. He leaves it off for Esch, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. They're going to let St. Cecilia keep it. 106 to go, third period, 43-25. Blue Hawks in danger of going home for the season. Hastings High was in the lead by three around halftime. We'll get a score update maybe at the next break. Asher brings it down. He's on the right side in the corner. Cross court pass to Graffel. He'll drive, stops, puts it up, off the lip, no good. Fights for his own rebound, gets it. Nice effort there. Esch comes up with the loose ball. Asher, right side, good. And he gets three. 35 seconds to go. It's 43-28. And boy, the Blue Hawks have a long way to go and a short time to get there in the fourth quarter. Best is fouled by St. Cecilia. Kopp comes into the ball game for Southern Valley. Cannon Howell comes back in for St. Cecilia. Less than 30 seconds to go here in the third period of play. Miller will key the ball in front of his own bench. Slaps the ball, gets it into Dakota Best, who's in no hurry to do anything. They want one more shot here in the third. Picked up by Tino. Coming back out front to help him is Kopp. Kopp near the half court mark. Tries to get it to Brooks, intercepted by Hartford. Pulls it away, 9 seconds to go. Cesartino's got it. He's got to get rid of it. Puts it up, and it does not fall. That's it. Third period of play is over. 43-28. 43-28, Southern Valley. Back with the fourth period in 1 minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
When you hear the word tree, what do you think about? Most people think about nature and appreciate the beauty that trees bring to our landscape. Trees are beautiful, and they can save you money by reducing energy costs up to 40%. The Central Platte NRD sells over 30 varieties of tree and shrub seedlings. The cost is minimal, only 70 cents per seedling, but the benefits are many. Beauty, shade, energy savings. What more could you ask for? Order your conservation seedlings today, 308-385-6282, or visit cpnrd.org. The phone number again, 308-385-6282.
H&H Auto Parts and H&H Owl Auto Parts salutes the COSAD students who make academics an important part of their education. These students excel in such areas as FBLA, FCCLA, band, and many more. Good luck in your events this week from H&H Auto Parts in COSAD and H&H Owl Auto Parts in Grand Island. Everyone at Wilbur Care Center knows the Wilbur Claytonia students are the cream of the crop and will rise to the top in all their academic endeavors such as music, band, math, science, and more. Good luck in your events this week from Wilbur Care Center, serving you, your family, and our community with care and dignity.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, here we go. Fourth period, 43-28. St. Cecilia has to catch red hot fire to get this one done. They fell behind way early. They were down 31-16, 16 points in the first half only. Tino has the ball left corner. Back out to Hartford, high post, goes into the paint, puts it up off the glass. No good, but it's fouled. Chris Hartford is fouled. He has 6 points on the night. And he is about 50% from the free throw line. He's 2 for 4. 7:44, just underway in the fourth period. Score update, Adams Central trailing Guilford 15-11. Other games on your Platte River radio stations tonight. That first shot, by the way, is good by Hartford. We'll get to those other games in a moment. Second shot is good. Hartford's trying. 43-30, I'm sure everybody's trying. But St. Cecilia's down by 13. Brooks has it between the circles now for Southern Valley. Coming out to help is Best. Dakota Best picked up by Tino. Tino steals it away. One-on-one layup. Cesar, good. And Tino has 11 points, 43-32. St. Cecilia, don't look now, is within nine with 7:23 to go in the third, in the fourth period, regulation. Back in a minute, you're listening to Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. St. Cecilia trailing Southern Valley, 43-32.
Farm Bureau agent Marty Demuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty Demuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty Demuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
If you're looking for new transportation at a pre-owned price, they have the selection you're looking for at Killian Motors. Right now, Killian's has 2011 and 2012 model year program cars with very low mileage. Also in at Killian's, 2003 through 2011 model year Acadia or Terrain SUVs, along with crew cab and extended cab pickups. And don't forget their top-notch service department and body shop.
Get in the right direction for service savings and selection.
Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We actually missed a play there as the timeout came back. And now Southern Valley's called a timeout. They are leading by nine, so we'll catch up on some scores here. Hastings High lost to Northwest 52-38, so the Tigers' season is done. Holdridge or Aurora is now a moot point. I was going to be on JS tomorrow night. It ain't going to happen. District final here. Gibbon and O'Neill tipped off just a couple of minutes ago, and so there's no score update there yet. Kearney and Papillion La Vista, we have no score on that one either. We're at the final here at Gibbon. St. Cecilia down 43-32. Time back in now as Southern Valley has the ball and Best has it near the top of the key. They feed down inside. Quinn puts the shot up and he's fouled. Hunter Quinn has 9 points. He'll go to the line. He is two for five from the line, Hunter Quinn. 6:58 on the clock in regulation. Shot is up and no good. So now two out of seven. He was one, two out of seven. Here comes second shot, no good. Cecilia's crowd across the way likes that one. 43-32. The Hawks have the ball. Sheehy will put it in from the end line. Going for Grapple, got it. To Asher, down court to Hartford, back to Asher between the circles. Grapple, Asher, 3-point, in and out, no good. Cleared away, Southern Valley. Quinn takes it himself. And he'll get a charge. Well, let's see now. Who had possession? St. Cecilia will get the foul. St. Cecilia will pick up a foul. Quinn will go to the line again. He just came off going 0 for 2. That foul is on Grapple. That is his second on the evening for the Blackhawks. They're still down by nine. And they've got to get a run going here. Oh, that's it on the season. Shot by Southern Valley's Quinn is no good. He's 0 for 3. Doesn't get the second one. Tino's got it after an outlet pass from Asher. Back to Tino on the wing, left side. Bounce pass. High post. Fall away. Hartford, no good. Gets his own rebound way out front. Leaves it off for Grapple. Grapple between the circles now. Works it to the right. 2-3 zone put up by Southern Valley, knocked away and lost by Alex Kopp. So St. Cecilia will remain in possession. Kopp knocked it away, lost it out of bounds. And Sartino has the ball on the far side in front of the Blue Hawk. He'll try to get the ball in to Esch, who just re-entered the ball game. Groffel comes out, or to Asher cross court. He goes to Esch right next to him. Again, 2-3 zone put up by Southern Valley. Cesartino, bounce pass back out. It goes to Sheehy. And they say somebody kicked the ball, so that's going to make St. Cecilia reset. They need 9 quick. 6:06 to go. Esch has it just inside the timeline, left side. Now he works it back out to Tino, back to Esch, top of the key. Sheehy feeds Hartford, tries to turn around in the paint, got nowhere to go. Fadeaway good! Chris Hartford was patient, and got 2, 43-34. Best layup, no good. Follow Kuchera. Ball is batted around. We got a whistle and a foul. And Kuchera will go to the line. Spencer Kuchera has been almost flawless from the line. He is 3 out of 5. Big guy's got 18 points already, averages 18-8 on the night, on most nights. So he's got 19. First shot is good. 44-34. Southern Valley back up by 10. 5:39 to go, fourth. District final, C25 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Second shot is good. 45-34. St. Cecilia facing some full court pressure. Asher takes the outlet pass, holds up, back to Esch between the circles. Esch looking to his right, works it that way, goes in the corner, Sheehy back out to Esch, high post feed. Hartford looking for some room, doesn't get it. Esch, corner, Sheehy, right side, in and out, no good. Tino comes up with the rebound, puts it up good. Cesartino. He's got 4 points here in the fourth period. 45-36, Southern Valley. In the paint, hook shot, Spencer Kuchera. Good. 47-36. Full court pressure, outlet to Asher. Asher, right wing. Back over to Esch, top of the key. 3, no. Rebound is taken by Quinn, steps out of bounds. Nope. He's fouled. I thought he stepped out of bounds. He's fouled. And the player called for that is Asher. Nope. Tino. I'm all sorts of accurate information here. Third foul on Cesartino. Asher comes out for a spell, though, and Groffel is back in. So it's Sheehy, Hartford, Groffel, Esch, and Cesartino watching Quinn at the line. Quinn is still cold. He's 0 for in the second half at the line. 0 for 5. That's good news if you're a Blue Hawk. Bounce pass by Esch. Almost taken away. Groffel retains. Ball is batted away by Kopp. He'll keep it. Turnover on St. Cecilia. 4:20 to go. St. Cecilia gives it up again. Kuchera in the paint. Hook shot. Deadly. 4 from the paint, close in, hooks by Spencer Kuchera, and it's 49-36. Tino has the ball batted away by Kopp, goes out of bounds, and Sheehy's going to go over on the far side to key the ball in. St. Cecilia came into this thing 11-13. Southern Valley was 20-3. St. Cecilia had a rough early going, but they came in, they say, banged up from football, and came out a little bit stronger in the last 4 ball games, but Southern Valley has certainly proven a 20-3 opponent, no question. Esch puts it up, no good, cleared away by Kopp. Under 4 to go now. Kopp gets it over to Best. Best to Brooks, back to Best, goes in the paint now, scoop, good. And Dakota Best picks up his first field goal in the second half. It's 51-36, and there goes the 15-point bulge again for Southern Valley. 51-36, Southern Valley in the lead. 3:41 to go. Southern Valley is looking at a state berth right now. And they got it by defense. Held St. Cecilia to 16 first half points. I think it was 9 in the first quarter. Shot is no good. And there's a 3-second violation by someone from Southern Valley who stood in the paint apparently, and it's going to turn it over cleanly to St. Cecilia. Asher takes the key in pass back to Sheehy, facing some pressure as they fall back now into a man-to-man half court. And now Sheehy, some nice dribbling between the circles from the big guy Hanford in the paint. Tries to get by Kuchera, pops, it won't fall. Cleared away by Kopp. Kopp outlet to Best. Best down in the corner. Kuchera has it. Tries to get the shot off, loses the ball. Got another whistle, got another foul. Spencer at the line trying for 1+1. Spencer Kuchera had 22, 24 points up until this point. He'll go to the line again. In his last 5 attempts, he's been flawless. 5 for 5 since the second period. 6 for 6.
How many is Kuchera made?
Got him. Kuchera's got 25, 26 points now. And it's 53-36. And a timeout's called by Kuchera. I tell you what, big guy out there, you got to appreciate his talent. He comes off just screeching and puffing and huffing. All 6'9" of him. Timeout taken by St. Cecilia. We're back in 30 seconds. District 5 finals, C25 finals on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Southern Valley in the lead, 53-36.
Mountain Mud Espresso in Hastings takes pride in making each drink perfectly for you. Whether you want a hot or cold espresso, a flavored tea, hot chocolate, frozen drink, or just a nice cup of coffee, we will only use top-notch ingredients to specialize it just for you. Find Mountain Mud Espresso inside Ampride on Highway 6 and Ampride at 14th and Burlington in Hastings. Mountain Mud Espresso, offering you great coffee and so much more.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Southern Valley, really other than the early going, has never been less than 9 points ahead in this ball game. They are back out now by 17. Tremendous defense. And what can you say about 6'9" Spencer Kuchera, the big guy? He works hard, and he's got 26 points. Shot from 3 by Asher, won't fall. Grapple saves the rebound. Sheehy, top of the key, fakes. Tino, 3, left side, no good. Rebound fought for. And we got a foul called on Spencer Kuchera, who looked absolutely pained about getting that foul called against him. St. Cecilia will put the ball in play. It'll be Sheehy from the end line as they wipe up some moisture off of the floor. That's a slight delay here. Grapful, Tino, Asher, and Hartford are the four waiting the key in pass. They go way out front to Asher. Top of the key, cut off, back to Sheehy. Grapful, left side, Sheehy, top of the key. Now Asher tries the layup, won't go. Grapful tries for the rebound, won't go. And Kopp comes up with it for Southern Valley. Blue Hawks fall back. Southern Valley across midcourt, and Brooks has the ball, but a foul is called on Sheehy. And Alex Sheehy has 4 fouls by my count and by the official count as well. No one has consistently got uncorked for St. Cecilia tonight. Cesar Tino has had his moments. Hartford had his moments. But not enough guys had enough of them. And St. Cecilia could be the second team from Hastings going down tonight. Hastings High lost already to Northwest. 2:26 to go. Shot is good by Quinn. And that's the first one he's gotten all second half. 54-36. Grapple has the ball, goes in the corner. Asher fires three, no good. Best comes up with a flying rebound. Full court pressure by St. Cecilia. Bounce pass clears it to Brooks. Now the outlet to Topp. And from three, he's got it. Alex Topp pops from three, 57-36. Sheehy, Tino, drives, layup, good. Cesar Tino, 6 points in the fourth quarter. And a timeout is going to be called here by St. Cecilia. That ought to be, I think, their final timeout. One left after this. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Your score, Southern Valley 57, the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia 38 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
After an accident, you need the Get It Done guarantee
from the new Jansen Auto Body.
Free 24-hour towing to the shop.
Flexible hours for easy estimates.
They'll even come to your home or work.
They conquer the paperwork.
And your repairs will be done on time.
Click
Jansen Auto Body, spelled J-A-N-S-S-E-N.
On East J in Hastings. Lock this into your cell phone.
402-463-5001. 402-463-5001. J-A-N-S-S-E-N.
Got it done.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back again on the Breeze, 94.5 District. C25 final coverage. No doubt it's going to be Southern Valley taking this one home and taking it to state. And St. Cecilia will close the season at 11-14. Too little, too late. They had a little spurt in the early going in the second half, but just did not get uncorked against Southern Valley. Key in passing this time is stolen away by Tino, knocked out of bounds. And the refs are going to give the ball to who? They're going to give it back to St. Cecilia. Sheehy will put it in from the end line. Minute 43. Alex Sheehy goes out front to Tino, and he'll be fouled as he catches the inbound pass. Fouled by Best. He puts it in from the end line, goes to Asher. Now Asher to Tino. Tino baseline, pumps from 10. It's in and out, no good. Spencer Kuchera comes in and cleans the iron, takes it himself. And I think he walked with it as he tried to get away from some defensive coverage there. He has played his heart out tonight. And I'm wrong that... He walked, but he walked because he got fouled by Tino. And Cesar Tino picks up foul number four as Spencer Kuchera winces as he misses his first one from the free throw line in the second half. He was 5-0 and doinked that one. And the second shot by Kuchera, likewise no good. Well, he's consistent both ways. Asher takes the ball down court. Sheehy, left wing, has nothing. Back to Asher from three, won't fall off the lip in front. Cleared away, here comes Best. Best has the ball taken away by Asher. Asher over to Sheehy, shot from the right side, three, no good. Free throw, or the rebound rather, goes out of bounds, minute 8 to go. And we're gonna see a lot of substitutes here for St. Cecilia. Scott comes back in. Cannon Howell comes in. Alex Tino comes back in. Zach Kitten enters the ball game. And so Kevin Asher giving lots of guys a chance to come in for the last couple of seconds of their, in some cases, high school careers. Southern Valley gets
a standing ovation from their fans. St. Cecilia, likewise, a show of sportsmanship there for their senior players who will have played their last. And a foul is called as Thomas. St. Cecilia at the line. First shot is no good. And we're under a minute to play, 57-38. Second shot, no good. And the Eagles cleared away. Got a whole lot of new names for you here, too. Dalton Hansen. He's the second Dalton, first Hansen on the floor tonight for the Eagles. And it goes over to, I love this name. You got to love this name, Chance Best. So in the phone book, he's going to be Best Chance. And on some rosters. And that's going to be fun as his career progresses. And he's going to be the Best Chance. How about that? 46 seconds to go. And at the line now for Southern Valley is Dalton Hansen. He just entered the ball game, has no points. That foul on St. Cecilia sends Hansen to the line. And he gets the first one. And that's all he'll get. 58-38. That was just a bonus one plus. St. Cecilia on offense. Tommy O'Keefe in the corner has his pass intercepted and by the Eagles. And now Hansen has it again. Miller now down to Jeremiah Perkins. Fires from 7 feet out on the right side. And it's an air ball. Goes out of bounds. St. Cecilia will keep it. 21 seconds to go. Dayton Seeley comes into the ball game for St. Cecilia, as does, I guess, Kitten re-enters the ball game. Always back in. And Trevor Ernst enters the ball game. 21 seconds to go, Southern Valley. How long a drive is it? How long a drive is it for you guys?
45, 50 minutes.
Was that all? Okay, a couple hours down the road for the Southern Valley folks. I was just asking them. So they'll have a good time driving back with a 20-point win. We'll see if that holds up. 7 seconds to go, 58-38. Southern Valley has the ball taken away by... And a foul is going to be called on that takeaway. And they're going to give it back to Southern Valley. Holding high with 3 seconds to go. Gets the ball in play. Intercepted by St. Cecilia. 1 second, no seconds. Final score. Southern Valley 58. St. Cecilia 38. Ending their season at 11 wins, 14 losses. Southern Valley goes up to 21-3. Maybe the saltiest defense I've seen in C2 boys basketball in a long time. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here. We'll wrap things up from Gibbon as St. Cecilia falls by 20 to the Eagles of Southern Valley right after this. You're listening to high school basketball on PlatteRiverPreps.com, KLIQ FM 94.5.
Copycat Printing in downtown Kearney, a full-service print shop and copy center. And Copycat Printing has expanded to help customers needing vehicle, trailer, and building wraps. Trade show booths and displays, retractable banner stands, and indoor-outdoor full-color banners and posters. Copycat Printing creates high-quality, unique, and eye-catching products to promote your business or your special event. Online at kearneycopycat.com or visit them in downtown Kearney. Print it and promote it with Copycat Printing.
Caring about customers first is the Midas commitment and our pledge to you. A penny saved, a dollar stretched. However you measure your hard-earned money, you'll find great value at Midas. From advanced engine diagnostics and major repairs to oil changes, brakes, and tires, trust the experts at Midas to give you more with service options that respect you and your budget. All under one convenient roof, Midas. Total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Trust the Midas touch.
Godfather's Pizza in Hastings has a new pizza on the menu. For a limited time, we are offering a Philly cheesesteak pizza topped with olive oil, garlic, American cheese, real steak, peppers, onions, and real mozzarella cheese. Get a large for $21.99 or a medium for $17.99. Dine in, carry out, drive through, or delivery. Call us at 402-461-0386 or come into 1414 North Burlington. Philly cheesesteak pizza. That's a pizza you can't refuse.
When you hear the word tree, what do you think about? Most people think about nature and appreciate the beauty that trees bring to our landscape. Trees are beautiful, and they can save you money by reducing energy costs up to 40%. The Central Platte NRD sells over 30 varieties of tree and shrub seedlings. The cost is minimal, only 70 cents per seedling, but the benefits are many. Beauty, shade, energy savings. What more could you ask for? Order your conservation seedlings today, 308-385-6282, or visit cpnrd.org. The phone number again, 308-385-6282.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, post-game wrap-up here. A 20-point win, an impressive win by Southern Valley. They're taking down the district nets, and they have been awarded the district championship trophy. Spencer Kuchera, the big 6'9". Scoring here. Let me give you a scoring update. Adams Central and Milford are tied at 33 right now. Hastings High has lost. They lost to Northwest 52-38. So depending on the Adams Central outcome, Hastings could go 0-for tonight in district play. Tomorrow from this location, we're broadcasting from Gibbon, of course, on the neutral court. Tomorrow night ought to be a dandy. Giltner and Amherst boys district final. And from Grand Island Central Catholic on KKPR 98.9 tomorrow night, Kennesaw and High Plains. That'll be at Grand Island Central Catholic High School. Hastings was going to play. Had they won, they would have played the final from Grand Island Senior High, but that ain't going to happen. Now, end of the week, girls basketball state championships. The area sends a number of teams down, and we're going to have them all on the air. St. Cecilia Sutton at 9 o'clock on Thursday. Giltner, why not? On KLIQ at 8:45 on Thursday night. Kearney Catholic, Norfolk Catholic at 2 o'clock in the afternoon Thursday. And 8:45 on Thursday, 8:45 at night, Minden and Pierce. So let me get you that in chronological order. St. Cecilia Sutton, 9 o'clock in the morning on KLIQ right here, 94.5 FM. At 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon, Kearney Catholic and Norfolk Catholic. We're talking girls' state now. That's 2 o'clock on our Classic Hits 98.9. Then at 8:45, we got twin tip-offs. It's Giltner and Wynot. iPhone apps, if you download ESPN station app at either the Google Play Store or at the iTunes Store. So you can still take the Storm along if you are a USHL hockey fan. And two local teams go to state at the same tip-off. It was kind of like the perfect intended, an imperfect storm for hockey, and they graciously allowed us to move their game to ESPN 1460 and 1550 on Thursday. And of course, streaming wise, anytime we're doing a game on the air, you can bet it's on the internet
either on your laptop or on your desktop, go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can click on the links there. We have just installed apps for your mobile phone. What does that mean? If you can get a mobile phone signal, if you can get a phone call, you can get us now because it's a different type of system than Wi-Fi. So if you would, go to the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store, whether you got an Apple phone or an Android-based phone, and download Classic Hits 98.9 app, the Breeze 94.5 app, Hastings Link app for KHAS, and, of course, ESPN Superstation for ESPN Superstation. Simply, if you haven't done that yet, you just go to the respective online stores or app phone stores and you got an Apple or a Google phone. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just ask your teenage son or daughter. Okay. Let's take a quick break here. We'll be back in a minute, and we'll recap the individual scoring for St. Cecilia and Southern Valley here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
If you're serious about weight loss, don't fall for gimmicks. Go to the health and nutrition store more people trust than any other, GNC, General Nutrition Center. At GNC of Kearney or Hastings, you'll find a great selection of weight loss options, including the GNC Total Lean program and products. The GNC Total Lean program is clinically proven to assist you in taking the weight off and keeping it off. So if you're serious about weight loss, make the right choice. GNC.
GNC. Live well.
Hilltop Mall Kearney and north of Walmart in Hastings.
If you're 8, 9, or 10 years old and you want to sharpen up on your baseball skills, then come join in some fun at the spring baseball training at the Hastings Family YMCA. Each session will teach you drills and baseball skills to get you ready for the upcoming season. Learn skill development from Legion Baseball and Hastings College players. The goal? To have fun and learn the game of baseball. Registration deadline is March 10th. For more information, contact the Hastings Family Y at 402-463-3139 or log on to hastingsymca.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back after a 20-point win for Southern Valley over St. Cecilia. This is Craig Eckert broadcasting from the Gibbon High School gym, the neutral site. I'll tell you what, I don't know in their offense what he's termed, if it's the postman or power forward or what, but Spencer Kuchiri is 6'9", and he's a statuesque 6'9". He's a big guy, and he is a senior. I don't know what he weighs in at. I don't have that. But he's 6'9 and a senior, so he's been around the block, and more, no pun intended on that either. He's been down in the blocks, up in the blocks. I don't know if they call him a power forward or a post or what their terminology is, but whoever is his counterpart on state, going to look at him and take a big gulp, I think, unless they've got a matchup equal to him because he is size and strength, and he put in 26 of the 58 points for Southern Valley. Hunter Quinn pumped in 10 points. Alex Kopp had 6, 4 for Jeremiah Perkins, 2 for Seth Miller, 2 for Dakota Best, and 1 for Dalton Hansen. Southern Valley had 31 at the end of one half, 43 at the end of three quarters, and 58 points for their 7-14 record on the year. They were in score. Cesar had 15 points. 10 points for the big guy for St. Cecilia, the counterpart to Spencer Kuchera. He had a good ball game. He didn't have the game that Kuchera did, but he stood in there and got 10 points and gave it what for down in the defensive and offensive boards. But Chris Hartford had, had 10 points. 4 points for Joel Graffel, 3 for Brooks Asher, and Jameson Ash had 2 points for St. Cecilia. They had only 16 points at halftime, 28 at three quarters, and 38 the final score. So that's from Gibbon High School, Southern Valley, on to Lincoln next week. We're on to Lincoln at the end of the week, but we've got games again tomorrow night on your platform station. Amherst right here on the Breeze, 94.5, from this same location. Gilder Amherst at 7 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Kennesaw High Plains, those are both 7 o'clock tips. That's coming to you from Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow. Here again is your state lineup in the morning. It's going to be St. Cecilia, Sutton at 9, Kearney Catholic, Norfolk Catholic at 2. St. Cecilia, Sutton will be on KLIQ right here, 94.5. 2 o'clock, Kearney Catholic, Norfolk Catholic on Classic Hits 98.5. We've got dual starts. Giltner and Why Not on KLIQ at 8:45 on Thursday night, right here. And on Classic Hits 98.9, 8:45, it's Minden and Pierce. Pierce again. All right, that's it. Keep it on your Platte River radio stations for complete coverage of the state high school tournaments, plus six championship. And my producer, this is Craig Eckert. Thanks for listening on The Breeze. 94.5 FM.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.